Blog Talk Radio.
To get everything on that right side
but we can put our bricks down, because one thing about it, see, Roya, it will be a famine. You might go up in the store and find a onion costing you $11 an onion. Are you going to risk that? Are you going to get in where you fit in at, and let's get this ball running on getting prepared? Because he said, and Isaiah, I don't know what verse right now, because I ain't in the spirit. He said, my servant's going to eat. Are you going to be part of the servants that eat? Are you going to wait to after fact, jump in there and say, what should we do now? Remember, a wise seal will instruct his people. Hey, Mr. Tills, Yahuwah bid you a seed royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, what is it? Nemo's coming in as we speak, and so, and all I can say one thing, you take your time, let me read a couple of these memos, see exactly what they're trying to say on these memos, and so we leave it like it is. Memos coming in, but Seer, you did not answer your phone. Well, like the elder said, if you call legit, but if you call in the international line to teach, we do not accept teaching. We do the teaching. So you can't teach us. You can learn from us if you got the right spirit. All right, Ella, you on the clock. Let me read some of these memos. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, I think you hit on a definite point there, that a lot of people come in to teach, but what they try to teach is that of confusion. Even some people have come to the temple that I can remember saying they were Yahuwah the Son in the flesh. How about that? Well, we know better than that, because in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, says, and every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Therefore, you have heard that it should come. Even now already is in the world. Yep, we know it's here already because we see it almost on a daily basis. And we have men out there trying to deceive us, you know, with the word. But when you use the Bible and you speak that from the Bible, what we find out is in Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5, it says, and Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahuwah the Son, and shall deceive many. And this is why there's so much confusion out there, because everybody wants to give you their word the way they think it should be read, and not that of the Bible. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. Welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about connecting the books of Yahuwah's Word, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because this is information that you've came to seek. And you have to look no further now. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for this learning. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not usually having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But now we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath, the current time for that, is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, tribeyada.com. And right under the big liner, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu, But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, which I myself see is very well needed with all the deception, bad teaching that's going around today. Even a banquet hall is needed, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends, that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We have a live program also. To get there, type in 3 words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have 2 email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. So now in saying that, please do not call this line. Trying to teach, as was said earlier, you will not receive a response. Remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. 6 says, be at peace with many. Nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. You can imagine if there was 2 or 3 cooks trying to make a cake, as I said a few days ago, what you would have made instead of a cake. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today by our members as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct phone number, or your address, I should say. We don't want that to get confused. We've had it done before. The correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, when the temple members are doing group scripture texts, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act and an answer given with a verbal precept. As the seer says, remember, we, all of us, are the children of Yahuwah, the blessed peacemakers, as said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show today at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to do this, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. At that point, choose the program you relate or logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, Yahuwah's story will continue on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. In failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will choose to block or restrict that sort of misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can start to do that. I would suggest keep your Bibles open, maybe take notes. That would help in rehearsing the righteous act or bringing back unto your remembrance what the Mighty One has said to you. So I will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent material. You mean, might take notes. I mean, they should take notes because the seer take notes himself. He definitely take notes because one thing about it, if you don't take no notes, but what we, again, how do you be in a ministry and now you smart about not being in ministry? That don't add up. So now you got them with these fiery titles they got, high priests and seers and everything. And when you were a member in the Six Anointed Camps, now you seers and high priests and everything. So that means you smarter after you're not in the ministry. And those that be leaving messages, according to the elder, be leaving messages on the machine. How is you going to leave a message on the machine and now you smarter by not being in the ministry? That don't add up. So that's what we kind of said. We can't make time for what we got to do, but we know one thing is always going to be murmurs, backbiters, and complainers, and they get their mind to figure they'll learn more by not being in the ministry. Then you're going to get a rude awakening in time to come. It don't work like that. All right, that's good enough. It don't work like that. And we might get a case in point, but let's go see who's going to be on stage for the nice episode part number 115. Because you're not going to rewrite what's written. So we clear about it. If you're not eyeballing the eyeball, I don't care how many 400,000 plus on the international side, and those that come in on the talk line on this left side, if you're not bumping shoulders or communicate with those that's within, you're going to be at a standstill whether you know it or not. And how we know you're going to be at a standstill? All we got to do is ask you something, look directly in your eyes, and you will see the confusion in the eyes. You will not be calmly able to, or equipped, because it don't work like that. David had to get to the temple, and if you're smarter than David or wiser than David, then that's a good thing, too. So it don't work like that. So we're going to see who will be on stage for the next episode part number 115, and we see the young lion is ready to go, and that's a good thing. That's a good sign. Young lion, Buck McKay, he ready to go. He on stage for the next episode 115, so when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, up and come and teach out of Camp 1. Yahuwah beat you that Steve Ryan.
Yahweh bless you. Fear is well of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy. And the lioness, Mother D.F. Israel. See, Mother D.F. Israel made it plain. Let me tell you something, Sarah. I got too much time in this to be half-stepping. I'm in this to win it. And I have to lead by example. And that's the bottom line. That's enough said there, Mother D.F. Israel. But that's what it's all about. We lead by example. We wouldn't tell you to do nothing unless we already have did it, been there, and done that.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't tell you to go and make a move and we haven't, and it's unknown to ourselves. No. We already been there. So when we tell you something, just take heed and listen. Obey. That's all you got to do. My dear mm-hmm. Israel, tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah, one of the most out of Camp 1. Yahweh, BZF, C. Reyes.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. So we going to swing back up and let the young lion growl in that microphone. Young lion, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on. I see these memos here, and it's amazing what I'm looking at, but let's see exactly what happened after we hear also Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you say. And we read last night by Mother D.F. Israel about the seven sons of Sceva. They're watching some good stuff, and they jumped in there and said, look here, I adjure you on what Paul's talking about. No, it don't work like that. You can say what you want to say, what you see us do, but if it don't come naturally, that a Mother D.F. Israel, read one verse, Mother D.F. Israel. Read on 5:22. Of the book called Galatians. Now, I'm going to give you a case in point. So if you do not have a 5:22 of Galatians working with you, then we clear that you got work to do. Because the key to it, you're going to have a 5:22 automatically in your vocabulary. Galatians 5:22, Mother D.F. Israel, what it say?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and faith.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So you don't read. Because all I want is verse 22. So that's the game changer right there. So those that come in to be part of the six anointed camps, that's the spirit that's got to be told, but then they got to find out, well, how do I get the spirit of that? Because if you got anything opposite of that spirit, we'll show you exactly this is what Yahweh are looking for. Spirit you got to have is that kind of spirit. So we clear about that. So, Brother Micaiah, with that understanding, if that's the kind of spirit you got to have, let's go to 1 John chapter 2, 1 through 7. And let's take a little peep at something. We're going to 1 John chapter 2, 1 through 7. So now, we clear. Listen, let me tell you something. If you is part of the six anointed camps, the spirit that you got to have for the seer to know that Yahweh is working with you, it got to be a Galatians 5:22. Because, you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we just read it.
Mm-hmm.
We just read it. It's automatic. That means if you got that spirit, that is right there. The Bible speaks for itself. That's the kind of spirit you got to have. And that's simple. If you don't have that spirit, That means that you just are all really just going off being a parakeet. That spirit mm-hmm. will be embedded in you. Right there, Galatians 5:22. That's a game changer right there. So when you see those that come in the six anointed camps, and once you show them that's the spirit you got to be on, and you see that spirit is not worked on to become that, then you know one thing, that person that's with you is not with you. They just body there, but their mind is on something else. So there's a death scene right here. So in 1 John 2:1-7, let's see what it says on this special edition called Thursday evening. Brother Micaiah, 1 John, right side of the book, 2:1-7. Take your time to see what that said. Come on.
The book of 1 John 2:1-7. Verse 1 reads, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahweh the Son, the righteous. Verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world, of the whole world of Israel. Verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instructions. I'm fixing my page. Verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his Torah instruction, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him truly is the love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6. He that says he abideth in him of himself also, so to walk even as he walked. Verse 7. Brother, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning.
He said the old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. He said, I ain't writing nothing new to you. John said, listen, all I'm doing is rehearse. All I'm doing is Judges 5:11. That's what he said. He said, listen, all I'm doing is a judge 5:11 there, Brother Micaiah. He said, that's all I'm doing is Judge 5:11. What that say?
Book of Judges 5:11. Verse 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous act of Yahweh, even the righteous act towards inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gate.
They go down to the gate, but Mother dear of Israel, what they say about that gate, in Amos 5:10, Mother D.F. Israel, what they say about the gate? And Amos the seer had a profound statement about the gate. See, one thing about it, so Amos had something to say about this gate. And let's see what he says that we can read in Amos 5:10 about the gate. Precept word, the gate. Come on.
Amos 5:10. They hate him that rebuke in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly.
You see that? But you're gonna be hated when you are rebuke. That means correct them of the people. See, long as you are, don't correct me or don't judge me, then you all right with me. As soon as you correct me or judge me, that's when we hate. Mm-hmm. And we reading the book, now the hate will come in when you will say, well, the children of Israel, how the Almighty identified the children of Israel, Mother Dear of Israel, was 15, verse number 37, down to verse 40. This is how the children of Israel, the children of the Bible, because I was talking to a young lady today, and I told her today, I said, young lady, now, how old are you? She said, well, I know you got a point on asking me how old I am, but what is your point? I said, do you all read the Bible? She said, sometimes. I said, well, you see that gold in your hair in the 13th chapter of Leviticus? It says if you got gold in your hair, that blonde hair stuff, you unclean. You're upon the curse. She says, no, not really, because everybody I know that got it is skinning and gritting and doing good. I said, yeah, well, one thing about it, Brother Micaiah, in Matthew chapter 4, Brother Micaiah, it talks about that too. Yeah, but we said, the Bible says in the 13th chapter of Leviticus, that's a curse with yellow hair. In that same chapter, you're supposed to, anytime you come among Israelites, you're supposed to say, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. We can read that in Leviticus chapter 13. But she says that everybody I know that got blonde in their hair is upon the blessing. I said, well, that's a good thing. I said, but log into the nice broadcast or pick it back up after such time, and we'll see, can that hold up, that it's not only one, it's another guy in the blessing business, and we're going to read about him right now in Matthew chapter 4. Well, it says we can read about this other guy, and one thing about this other guy, he'll only intervene with you when you at your lowest point. That's when he shows up. Let's see him coming at this guy, whoever you're going to talk about, at his lowest point. Verse 2, then we'll skip down to verse 4. We'll read a little bit. Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 2. Let's find out what kind of condition is we got going on here. Look at verse 2. 4, verse 2. You're on the clock. Brother Micaiah, come on. 4, 2 only.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hungry.
Yeah. And we can't fast a half a day, but we'll spill our guts out of anything. If we go past a half a day, we ready to tell everything we know. Make sure the other half don't be like that. But he's there 40 days. And then the tempter came to him. And so the tempter was talking with him. And then he made a final statement in verse number 7 about the tempter. What did he say about the tempter that we can read in verse 7?
Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, Yahuwah the Son said unto him, it is written again, you shall not tempt Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So he said, you should not tempt your Yahuwah. So look what he just said. But he said, listen, he said, now, wait a minute now. That's a profound statement. He said, you should not tempt your Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, right? But wait a minute now, Mother D.F. Israel. Hold that point. So what did he just say here? What did he just say that we can read? Let's go to the 19th chapter. Run to the 19th chapter. And let's see what he says in verse 15. 19:15. He see telling old demon, he said, you should not tempt your Yahuwah. Now why did he say that? Let's run to 19 verse 15 and see what we can read in the book. of Acts, 19:15.
Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and the evil spirit answered and said, Yahweh the Son, I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?
You see that? So when he said, you should not tempt Yahweh that Yahweh, he clear that he know that he was tempting Yahweh the Son. Because he says, I know Paul, but who are you? He said, I know the powers, so who are you? See that? So that lets you know right then and there, when he said that, the evil spirit could say, oh, man, you ain't nothing but a, you just a, no, no, no. He didn't need comment on that. Because you know why? Because he know that's who he is. Yahweh the Son. So Satan knew exactly who he was tempting. Yahweh the Son. And he said, thou should not tempt. Thou should not tempt Yahweh, your Yahweh. See that thing right? There it is right now. But we're going to get down to verse 9 on that and see what happened next. And what happened next? And what did he say in verse number 4, verse 9? Matthew.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and said unto him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me.
So that's the point we're making. See, sometimes you can be blessed, but you got to be clear about what blessing that you're getting. Sure, you can be blessed. Oh, you know, I can see my $10 more now than I did while I was in the ministry. Okay. Okay, good. You see your $10 better, but that's it. But by being not in the ministry, and you see your $10 better now, that means one thing. Satan have convinced you contrary to the Bible. That is right there. So now, because I see so many brothers and sisters, they smarter now by not being in the six anointed camps, where they can sit there on the internet or just read back and jack their slacks and they smarter now. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not according to the Bible. Because we can look right in your eyes and we'll not see the right spirit in you, because Yahweh is not going to allow you to have the right spirit. No. You wouldn't have had a calmness as one that's done what David did. Of Mother Dear of Israel. What did David do in the 73rd chapter, verse 16 and 7? Matter of fact, read 1, 2, and 3, Mother Dear of Israel. Let's get warmed up in Psalm 73. No, here's the point. It's a ministry that coming last to correct everything. And we're going to do it by the Spirit of Yahweh. We are anointed to do so. But if you contrary to the order of the Bible, I don't care how much knowledge you have and how much you can find your $10. We can look right in your eyes and see disembobulation in you. Because Yahweh would not have you have a stable mind by not bumping shoulders in the six anointed camp with the elders and those that is members. It's not going to happen. If the first time it happened, I close the book and walk. Go back where I came from. That's our confidence I am that the Bible is right. Let's see what it says in 73, 1, 2, 3, and 16 and 17. Mother, D, F, Israel. Psalm 73, 1, 2, 3, 16 and 17. Let's see what it says. You on the clock. Come on.
Psalm 73. Verses 1 to 3 and 16 and 17. Verse 1 read, truly Yahweh is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean mind. Verse 2, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Verse 3. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Okay. Verse 16. Verse 16. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
See that? Now David's gonna be king over all Israel when he once we be able to see him again. So we could have taken him another way because everybody, and that's why we got to bring in the 144,000. See, we're going to show you something about this 144,000, and we know all the big dignitaries are all listening. We're going to show you something about the 144,000 that you need to know about the 144,000 that, you know, through the scripture. We're going to show you something maybe in this lesson. I don't know. But is you holding anything from me there, young lion? Let's give a second witness in Luke chapter 4. Let's give a second witness. Back to the young lady with the gold in her hair that think that makes her cute. Yeah, worldly cute. But that's confining contrary to Yahweh's word. And mother, you know, I ain't forgot about that 15:37-40, the book called Numbers. I forgot about it now. Because that's what I was, you folks, and jump back and say, yeah, I got these numbers waiting on you, 37 and 40. But right now, in the fourth chapter of Luke, 5-7, can you help me out there, young lion? What can we read in the book of Luke? Chapter 5 down to verse 7. What can we read? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 5 down to 7. Verse 5 reads, and the devil, taking him up unto a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Verse 6, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the greatness of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Verse 7. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours.
Now, worship him is contrary to the Bible. See, when you worship Satan, that means you're contrary to the Bible. I know you're holding some Mother DFS, hold that point. Put a marker away. Yeah, let's go to Leviticus 13 for a minute. Let me show you something. See, when you worship Satan, the devil, that means you contrary to the Bible. Now, in Leviticus, called the Heavenly Tablet, the first five books, it makes it plain in verse number, it makes it plain in the 13th chapter, verse 1. 1 and verse 30 says what? What do 1, 30, and 36 say? Let's read some Bible. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 1, 30, and 36. What does it say that we can read?
Leviticus, the 13, verse 1, 30, and 36.
Yeah, and 36, and you might well just find out what is the total answer to it in verse 45. Give me the last line in verse 45. Exactly what you supposed to say out your mouth. All I need the last line in verse 45. How you supposed to respond with your mouth? Come on.
Okay, Leviticus chapter 1. Leviticus 13, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, verse 30, then the priest shall see the plague. And behold, if it be in the sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scalp, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. Verse 36. Then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the scalp be spread and the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair. He is unclean. Verse 36? 45?
What you're reading is look on your paper. What you're supposed to be reading is on your paper. It's on your paper. And on your paper is the last line of 45. The last six words on 45 is on your paper.
Yeah.
Pick up where it says, and. Verse 45,
and
last line where it says, and.
And shall cry, unclean, unclean.
That's right. So that's how you folks, when you got that yellow stuff in your hair, you folks, every time you come out here, it's like you folks start crying.
Mm-hmm.
I am unclean, unclean. Yellow hair in your head, you are unclean. According to Leviticus 13 chapter, Yahweh spoke to the leadership to tell those to come. If I see yellow hair in your head, children of Israel, you supposed to come. When you do come close to another Israelite, you supposed to immediately say, unclean, unclean. And then we look red, that stone hair you got sewed in or placed on, and we say, oh, get back, get. That's the way it is. Okay? So now that's the point we make it. Because you blessed now, but scripture cannot be broken, you will not be blessed later. You blessed now because Satan got you there to. And that's going to take me to a statement. I don't know why in this lesson. It was a rapper. His name was, what his name? It was a rapper that he got 10 million views. I mean, he's a young rapper, and he rap all the good stuff that he got to do. He's a great rapper. Think of his name right now, but I was looking at a memo that I was shown. This great rapper, I think he called his name. His name is NBA something. NBA Black Boy, NBO. I can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll come to me. But he's a great rapper. And he was caught with some pistols on him, and then they gave him life in prison. But all of a sudden, they looked at, hey, by this guy having life in prison, what good are they gonna do us about that? And they let him out, but they told him, but you gotta do something to get your freedom. He said, what did I gotta do? He said, you gotta dress up like you gotta put makeup on your face, red lipstick, and then you got to get on the airways, and you got 10 million bills, and you got your freedom. But see, now you know why he got his freedom? Now he got to mess up all of the young ones, say it's all right to wear makeup on your face, wear lipstick on.
Mm.
He's 22 years old. I think
NBA.
It got a memo on it. What's
NBA
his name?
Young boy. NBA Young Boy.
Say it again, Al. NBA Young Boy, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. NBA Young Boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was given life in prison. But they said, wait a minute. Remember what they do. See, this is what they do, Mother D.F. Israel. Something they do, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's kind of tell you what they do in 64th chapter of Psalms. It's something that they do right before your eyes, they do. And it's written what they do. They do a 64 verse 6. What do they do right before your eyes daily? Psalm 64 verse 6. What they do that we can read?
Psalm 64 verse 6. They search iniquities. They accomplish a diligently search, both the inward thought of every one of them, and the mind is deep.
Yeah, and they, yep. So you see, they do. They have meetings on you, and they search out diligently to overthrow you. As a matter of fact, they put Maldiv Israel. They put a Micah chapter 2 on you. Peter verse 1. Let's see what they do. What they do in Micah 2, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see. You know, let's. Roll through the spirit of Yahweh. Let's see what they do that we can read. Micah 2, 1, 2, and 3. What they do that we can read.
Okay. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Yes.
Chapter 2, verse 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity, sin, and work evil upon their bed. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hands. Verse 2. And they cover fields and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore thus says Yahweh, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which you shall not remove your neck, neither shall ye go a-hoarding, for this time is evil.
Mm-hmm. So he said, but he said now, those that's learning to understand, that's, Brother Micaiah, that's, they got some, 7 verse 7 in them, the regular book called Ecclesiastes. What can we read precepting from that Amos 5 verse 10, we're going to backtrack to 7 verse 7 of the regular book of Ecclesiastes. What did it say, that young lion? What did it say we can read?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the mind.
See, oppression make a wise person wise, mad. See, because we see our people, the 12 tribes of Israel, in a state of condition they're in, it makes us mad, because we know that the medicine that they need is the Bible. They need the understanding of the Bible, and we see a great people, but they think they supposed to follow other nations. It makes a person that's wise mad. But those that's in the system, like I was telling one of the members of the camp, one, I'm not gonna call them out, but I said, what's the reason you don't have your such books? She said, well, you know, I got them, I can't find them. And I have to put them up because people come over my house and they removed some of my books from me. I said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
you got to move your books from those that you company with. That means you in the world. You don't supposed to be to put nothing up for those that's within.
Mm-hmm.
So that means what you doing
mm-hmm.
is, I remember a brother told me, he said, hey, Seer, he said, I'm getting ready to go to a place. I said, well, he said, you want to go? I said, can the Bible go with me? He said, no, you can't bring the Bible there, dude. I said, shoot. You don't need me going. If the Bible can't go wherever I'm going, there's no need me going. Because I like protection of my mighty one. See? So she tell this member tell me I wanted the North Six Camp. I'll put my books up while here. I don't know where I'll put them at. I got to find them. Not good. That means one thing, that you're in the world. Because if you got to do that from those within, that means you're dealing with a lot of people without. It's not good. So prayerfully that you stop what you're doing and get more into some dust as Yahuwah, because Yahuwah, what he's trying to do, that we can read that what Yahuwah is trying to do in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 5. I mean, not that, you know, but Yahuwah is gone. But this got to be done. In 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 1 down to verse 5, precept with mother dear of Israel in Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21. Let's see what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 down to verse 5. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock, come on.
Now, what are you talking about? Isaiah.
Book of 2 Timothy.
30, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 down to 5, verse 1 read, you, therefore, my son, be strong in the mercy that is in Yahuwah the Son. Verse 2, in the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. Verse 3, you, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 4. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5. And if a man also strives for mastery, yet is he not crowned? A step he strives lawfully.
Read verse 2 and verse 4 again. Verse 2 and 4. Young Lion, what does it say in verse 2 and 4?
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 4. Verse 2 reads, in the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Verse 4 reads.
So the one, hold that part. So the one supposed to do the teaching, is what kind of person you got to be and those in your company, according to verse 2 there. Young Lion, those that do the teaching and those of your company, according to verse 2, what fold be on the table that we can read?
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2 reads, in the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, break that down for this national audience in verse number 2.
People that you should be comforting yourself around should be faithful men or women. And you should be the people you comfort yourself around to, you should be able to teach them as well. Of the things that you have heard. Well, this probably talking about the things you heard of him. You know, Paul was letting Timothy know. When you go, you let him know the things you heard of him.
That's right. And and the one that you heard of him. See, now, but wait a minute. Now, that's good right there. So now let's find out what that means. Now let's find out what you heard of him. What that means. Now, mother, dear Israel, what you got, Jehovah, what you got? Let's see and get a precept on that. Let's run to the book called Numbers. Let's go to the book I gotta work my way back. I tell you, let me work my way to Numbers. I gotta work my way to that. Let me see now, get it started in the book of Samuel. Chapter 7, verse number 5 and verse 9. Let me see now, work my way to, I want to get down to Numbers, but I got to work my way down there. It's here, fear, but just don't go there. I want you work your way down to it. Let's see what we got that we can read in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5, and skip down to verse number 9. Let's see. Now, I'll tell you what, read verse 7, verse 5. Let's get down to 8 and 9. 1 Samuel 7, verse 5, 8 and 9. Come on.
First Samuel, chapter 7. I marked it in my other book. Can you tell me again? I remember 7 and
get your tablet out and write the verses down as it given to you. And look at your note. Okay.
I was in the wrong book.
Well, 1 Samuel 7, put it on your notepad, verse 5, 8, and 9. Then you refer back to your notes, exactly what we just said, in 1 Samuel 7, verse 5, 8, and 9.
1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 5. And verses 8 and 9, verse 5 reads, "And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto Yahweh." Verses 8, "And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto Yahweh, our Yahweh, for us, that he will save us out of the hands of the Philistines. Verse 9, "And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto Yahweh. And Samuel cried unto Yahweh for Israel, and Yahweh heard him."
No, Yahweh heard them. Do we say that, Mother D.F. Israel? And Samuel prayed to Yahweh. Heard what?
Heard him.
Oh, no. So the Bible said it heard him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when we're reading that First Timothy, so that's part of the precept there, young lion. So now all we got to do is always remember is to go back to the heavenly tablets. Now let's get a second witness. Let's go to Numbers 21. 21, there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Numbers 21, and we'll get a second witness. We're going to Numbers 21. And find out what the tone of this conversation going on here. We want to find out the tone of the conversation. And let's see what it says that we can read in Numbers chapter 21. And we'll pick up verse number 5. down to verse 7. Let's see what we can get out of Numbers 21, 5 through 7. Mother, D.F. Israel, come on.
Numbers chapter 21, verses 5 to 7. Verse 5. And the people spake against Yahweh and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. Verse 6. And Yahweh sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Verse 7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against thee. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people.
You see that, see, right? See, how did we, see, we have let Christianity, one of those, and that one eye Satan, Christianity and one eye Satan have kryptonite the 12 tribes of Israel. We've been kryptonite. That one-eyed Satan in Christianity ain't nothing but kryptonite. It'll weaken you. It'll beat you down to you. It's you have no energy than pouring water on tissue papers. That's what Christianity and that one-eyed Satan will do for you. But you get a big bellyful of this right here, you'll know exactly what to do, what's going on when you get a big bellyful of this right here. Christianity and that one-eyed Satan, you know, you watch people from what they own. And you, when you get in contact with them, you catch them with that one eye saying on, then you know one thing. They're getting beat down, and they ask kryptonite. And if they mess around and say they're still in Christianity, we know one thing. They're getting beat down with kryptonite. Kryptonite is Christianity and that one eye saying called a television. That's what it is. You're getting beat down, Steve, are you? Because now you read exactly. The people knew that then, but they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing now. They'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to wait. I'm gonna wait until the Almighty tell me something. You see that? But if you woke up in the people of this book, you say, no, it don't work like that. But see, that's what happened when you're in Christianity and you into that one eye faith. Go to the right side of the book, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to the right side of the book and peep at this. Let's go to the 8th chapter of the right side of the book of Acts. Now, we're on the right side of the book. And because one thing about it, we clear if anything jump off that's up under Yahweh, the six anointed camp will be a hook, line, and sinker on it and for to go through the six anointed camp. We clear. So now, in the 8th chapter that we can read there, Mother D.F. Israel, we can look at a statement that we can read in the 8th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Because there was something going on, but let's take a little peek at this right here. In the 8th chapter, verse 13 and 14, the book of Acts.
Acts chapter 8. Verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. Then Simeon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of Yahweh, they sent unto Peter and John,
So you see that? So if so they heard that it was some going on, and chief speaker of the nation of Israel and beloved. So wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on that down there that we don't know about? Because we know one thing. We the one supposed to make something happen. You mean something going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next verse say in 15?
15. When they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right. Right. So a whole lot of things was going on, just like right now. You got a whole lot of stuff going on. But we said, wait a minute, how's all this stuff going on? And we know who's who. So how is all this stuff going on? What spirit is this? So now we don't make no mirror out of it. So we found out that Peter and John came to investigate this thing, and they just broke it down to it and told the brother, look at y'all out of order on what you're doing, because you're out of order. Because one thing about it, if you're not 12, 30, what it says in Matthew, that Brother Micaiah, he said, let's look at he said, he said, if you're not a 12, 30, a Matthew, what did he say that we can read in 12, 30?
Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 30. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, read. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathered not with me scattered abroad.
See the man said? So we just clear about it. I mean, you can take it the way you want to take it. Yahweh said, if you're not in the six anointed camps or fit away with its own amount of time, that whatever you own, it can come to nothing, because the enemies are there. The end of the day in 12, verse 30. So we clear that how you smarter by not keeping in contact with the six anointed camps. How so? It don't work like that. That's the reason why Peter them came down and beloved John came down. You mean some Holy Ghost going on? You mean some all this going on? Right? How so? And we don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we make it. So that's when the other guy will influence you to come up another way. And when you outside of the six anointed camp, according to 10:1, this is exactly what it is in 10:1. We can look right in your eyes, and we'll see Brother Mackay, we'll see a St. John 10:1 out of your eyes. You might not know it, but he'll give us the spirit to look right in your eyes and look at you while you're talking. And we'll see 10:1 of St. John written all over your face. What does it say in 10:1 mm-hmm. we can read?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
We might not say nothing to you, but we know exactly what the Bible says, y'all. If you come up another way, then we clear exactly what you are, a thief and a robber. Now, listen, what's that WCC? I'm not going to even repeat that, what you just saying. But if you come up another way, you a thief and a robber. Now, let's see what happened. And after he hemmed up this Simon, this Judah, he hemmed him up and then told him some words. And let's see what Simon said that we can read when Peter and John gave him words. Let's see what he says in verse 24, Mother dear of Israel. What did he say in verse 24 that we can read? Verse 24.
Acts chapter 8, verse 24. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to Yahweh for me that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
You see that? You see that? They understood that. See, because we don't understand none of that now. But in Brother Micaiah, what it says in Sirach chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. What it says that we can read in Sirach chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
In the book of Sirach, on chapter 4, picking up at verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 6 reads, be in peace with men, nevertheless, have but one counsel of a thousand. Verse 7.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is you in Sirach?
Chapter four.
See, one thing about it. See, you supposed to be able to. Like your mother read that verse, that 5:22 from the get go, and that, and all you gotta do is watch any of the members that's not connected in with the six anointed camps. Look at their spirit on them and their eyes all over the place. They ain't like a confidence. You know why? Because you come up another way. The first one that is not connected inside of the six anointed camp, the first one you see that is smooth and can thump that book right, and I tell you, I think I would have gone back down where I came from. If I see one thump that book and you look at red in the eyes and the eyes in all over the place. And it happened to you, right? Because you know what? That's contrary to the Bible. Look what it says over here in Sirach chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Look what it says.
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 6 reads, for if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer should be heard of him that made him. Verse 7. Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head to a great man.
The Bible just said that. He said, listen, if he... And guess who he is? Read 10:1, who he is in Sirach 10:1. Who is the he that we can read? See, we don't leave you where you have no doubt. Who is the he that we can read 10:1, the he? And then you precept that to 37 chapter of Micaiah 23 down to verse 26. See, we don't leave you with the fact that you don't see what the scripture's saying. It's up to you to believe the Bible. He said, if he curse you in the bitterness of his mind, he says, Yahweh gonna hear him. He said, what you need to do is get the love of the congregation. That's what he said there. Now, just read that written in 4, verse 6 and 7. And now we read Sirach 10, one verse, and let's see what it says in 10, verse 1.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
You see, and a wise seer will instruct his people now. We're telling you right now, up front, that in about 2 months, the right side will be no longer there. We have to purchase it and fence it in. We have to make our move. A wise seer would tell you straight ahead to the south of us, the temple, north, east. We have to secure that and put our bricks down and start putting away things in there for a time to come. That would have a wise fear would do. And another thing about a wise fear of Mother Dear of Israel, before you read Sirach 37, 23-26, give me the definition of a wise fear of Israel, 9:27, or the book of 1 Samuel. Give me the definition of a wise seer. How do they operate that we can read? Let's look at the 9th chapter, verse 27, of the book of 1 Samuel. Let's see what it says that we can read.
Okay. 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 27 reads, "And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, 'Bid the servant pass on before us.' And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahweh."
You see that? So what do a wise seer supposed to do, Mother D of Israel? According to that verse right there.
Show you the word of Yahweh.
Now here come another brother say he a seer, but he said, "Nah, but I don't have to have no Bible." So you got another one came that said he's a high priest. So what happened? Well, no, I don't need the Bible. Well, how you gonna show us the word of Yahweh? How you gonna do that? With no book. How you gonna show it?
That's right.
So you see, it's so easy to show you that when they own themselves, they not own the Bible. The Bible says, how are you going to show the word of Yahweh? You got to look into the Bible.
That's right.
But if you don't care the Bible no more, they're pushing you now. Because you know by you not having the Bible, that puts you in a better situation to bluff. Because if you got the Bible, that Bible, when you open that Bible, a hand will come out that Bible and choke your neck. you'd be coughing and choking, and we don't see what's happening. So you know what's going on. A hand will come out that Bible and grab you right around your neck. Because you know you're out of order. So you try to go up another way and be a thief by saying you don't need the Bible. Every time I come on the network, I got books and paper and pen, because I don't know what I'm going to hear and what I'm going to be told to say. So I want to write it down and go back over myself. See, that's how I roll. But now all the ones that's not in the 690 camp, they don't have to have no Bible. See? Don't what? Now, Sirach 37, let's get a second witness in verse 23. Brother Collins, get a second witness. See, a wise seer will instruct his people, like we're instructing you now. We're instructing you and telling you exactly what to do in advance. We got to labor for this thing. We got to sacrifice ourselves to be prepared for what Yahweh is going to do. We got to remember, I can't think of the verse right now. He said, "But my servants in the book of Isaiah is going to eat. And you know how we're going to eat, because we're going to pad away. We're not going to wait on, we're going to pad away. We're going to get everything south, east, north, and west. And then we're going to watch things unfold itself. Y'all walking to the next hand. Mike, you need to build a pantry up in there. You see, you don't know. But first thing is first. Let's do what the man tells us to do first. He'll show up the next move before the first move is completed." Mark my words. Sirach 37, 23 on to verse 26. Listen good.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verses 23 down to 26. Verse 23 reads, "A wise man instructed his people, and the fruits of his understanding fail not." 24.
Good. Oh, that's right there. Now that wise man again is what he says in Amos 3 verse 7. Till you put it out that way, let's find who the wise man is that will instruct his people. Boy, go back to that second Timothy and get some more. Let's find out in Amos 3, verse 7, who is this wise man will instruct his people. Let's find out a little bit more about this wise man that we can read in Amos 3, verse 7.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7 reads, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the seers.
Is that what he's saying? Now back up and see where he pulled that verse from in 18th chapter. Let's back up and pull and see where he pulled that from in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 15, down to verse 19. But suppose you don't pay him no never mind. Let's see what Yahweh got written that you can read. And
Deuteronomy.
But Micaiah in the 18th chapter, verse 15 down to verse 19. Okay, let's see what's written behind that. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, 15 down to 19. Verse 15 reads, the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer from the midst of you, of your brother, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. Verse 16. According to all that you desire of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh, my Yahweh, neither let me see the great fire anymore, that I die not. Verse 17. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Verse 18. I will raise them up a seer from among their brothers, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Verse 19. And it shall come to pass that whosoever Israel, all the congregation of the children of Israel, will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
You hear that? But wait a minute. You got some say that they say, well, I'm a seer now, but no book open. You got some say they is a high priest now, and ain't got no book open. They all this now. Look what it says in verse 15, and emphasize. Let me see what you emphasize in verse 15. All I need is two lines, but I need something to be emphasized there. Let's see what the young line emphasize what's written in 15 out of just two lines. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer from the midst of you.
Good. And verse 18, can I get a second witness in verse 18? What you gonna emphasize there in verse 18?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 18. 18 reads, I will raise them up a seer from among their brothers.
Wait a minute. So he will raise up many seers among thy brothers. Is that what it say?
I will raise up a seer.
Oh. And when he raised up a seer, according to 3:16, what do the a seer supposed to do according to Exodus 3:16? Now, when you going to find what the a seer supposed to do according to 3:16? We're talking about order. What do the, and Moses of Israel, Hosea chapter 1, 10 and 11, And let's see what Mother D of Israel knocked us out the park. We read Hosea chapter 1, 10 and 11 shortly. Now, he said he's going to raise up a seer. And what do the a seer supposed to do in 3:16 of Exodus?
In the book of Exodus.
Come on, young line.
Chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Yahuwah of your father, the Yahuwah of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
So, what do the AC is supposed to do according to verse 16 there, young lion?
According to verse 16, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Yahuwah of your father.
Hey. You're reading that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're reading that, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
when
sir.
We go to Jeremiah, 28 chapter, verse 1, 4 through 8. So when we go to Jeremiah, let's see when Jeremiah and the 28th chapter, let's see what he did. Now, the information we got on tape. Let's see the Jeremiah go contrary to what you just got to read. In Jeremiah 28, pick verse 1, hold down to verse 8. Let's see what he say.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 28, verse 1, and skipping down to verse 4 down to 8. Verse 1 reads, and it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Yada, in the fourth year, and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the seer, which was Azur, the seer, which was in Gibeon, spake unto me in the house, the temple of Yahuwah, in the presence of the priests
and all
the people say.
Hold that point there, young man. Those seal meant 29 to 28. Try that again in 29. Make that 29, verse 1, 4 through 8. What it say we can read in 29, verse 4 through 8?
Okay, the book of Jeremiah.
And skip down to verse 19 and 20. Let's see what we can read in Jeremiah 29, verse 1, 4 through 8, 19 and 20. Let's see what we can read there, young lion. You back on the clock. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 1, verse 4 through 8, and 19 and 20. Verse 1 reads, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the seer sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the elders, and to all the peoples whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Verse 4. Thus says Yahuwah of hosts, the Yahuwah of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Verse 5. Build you houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Verse 6. Take you wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that you may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. Verse 7. And seek the peace of the city, rather I have caused you to be carried away captive. and pray unto Yahweh for. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace. Verse 8. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of Israel, let not your health in your divine that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you call to be dreams. Verse 19. Because they have not hearkened to my word, says Yahweh, which I sent unto them by my servant the seer, rising up early and sending them. But you will not hear, says Yahweh. Verse 20. Hear you therefore the word of Yahweh, all you of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon.
Who is all the captivity in 6:13 of Daniel you're talking about? Who he saying hear this? Who's he telling to hear this to? The world? I'll read Daniel 6:13 and find out who he's talking about that supposed to hear this of the captivity. Daniel 6:13.
Okay, the book of Daniel. We're in chapter 6. Pick it up at verse 13. 13 reads, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not you, O king, nor the decree that you had signed, but maketh his petition three times a day.
So who are these captivities he's talking about there? He said, get this word to the captivity. So who's the captivity talking about there, young lion? The captivity of who? You see that, see right here? Here it is. So this message that we bring to the table, but this message that the seer got to first take it to, according to 29:1, when the seer received the message on what to do and start preparing yourself for it, where you supposed to go first, according to 29, that young line, where you supposed to go first, according to what we can read now,
mm-hmm.
What first thing the seer is supposed to do, according to
book of Jeremiah,
29:1.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah, the seer, sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which was carried away captive.
Oh, ain't that something? The elders of Yahweh Judah. So you see, so all you got to do is make sure one thing, that every move you make, the Bible supports what you do. And then you can get, then live with it. If the Bible supports what you're doing that you can read, you ain't sitting around no round table trying to outthink nobody. Just let the Bible tell you the story. And the Bible will plainly show you exactly what moves to make. And like I was telling one of the elders, I said, no, you in this position that you were sitting around this big dignitary. I was telling one of the elders that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because this big dignitary you're sitting around, once you understand your position, that once we secure the land, then you have to be in that position. Let me pull a rabbit out and show you what I'm talking about. Let's go to the book of Esther. So when one of the elders told me that position that they in, what dawned on me was a scripture in the book of Esther. And the book of Esther, because we know we clearly that once we secure the land, that a school for our
mm-hmm.
people, and on top of that, a banquet hall for the gatherings got to be done. Be clear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book of Esther, the fourth chapter, there, And we're going to pick up verse number 12. Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, chapter 4, verse 12. Let's, because I was going to come, I was talking to one of the elders out of the six anointed camps. And he was telling me, you know, I sit around a lot of big dignitaries. I said, yeah. I said, that's a good thing. You sit around a lot of big dignitaries.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of funding ain't going to be cost. Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But time ran out of that conversation. But Yahweh always will tell you, yeah, before you bring out some more things to understand something. In Esther chapter 4, the Mother Dear of Israel, give me Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17, 18. Have that waiting on me. Write it down, Mother Dear of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter
8,
verse 11, 17, 18. Have that waiting on me when I come right back. Now, in the book of Esther chapter 4, think of it, verse 12 down to verse 14.
The book of Esther,
come on.
Chapter 4, picking it up at verse 12 down to verse 14. Verse 12 reads, and they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you should escape in the king's house more than all Yada do. Verse 14. For if you all together hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yada Judah from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Ain't that something? See,
mm-hmm.
We already know that it's going to
mm-hmm.
happen. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
we can read.
Mm-hmm.
See, Yahweh put you in that position. Like I was telling the brothers, he said, you know, I was put in a situation where I had to be off the land of the living for a few years. I said, yeah. But you know, while I was there, I learned a lot of trades while I was there. I said, yeah. I
mm-hmm.
said, but you know, the trades you learn is for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
See, Yahweh have a way. Remember, Yahweh called the end from the beginning. See, Yahweh have to do things for you to understand that Yahweh has already seen down the pipe. So he had already told you what up the road, but he has to get your attention so you understand of the world, you're not of Yahweh. That's what I was telling
mm-hmm.
one of the members of the camp. Well, I got to put my books up when certain people come around me. Well, then you're in the wrong company then.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hide your books.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not in what you're supposed to be in then. So I got the eye suspect on you. Because then time when coming around, your book will come out. And
mm-hmm.
spread all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That was really supposed to happen. Not put the books up when they come over. Spread the books out. So that puts the eye of suspect on you. So the same thing we're saying here, like his niece was put in a situation with a point that she was among the big dignitaries. He said, yeah, and same thing I'll tell one elder. Yeah, you're around the big dignitaries. For a reason you're around the big dignitaries.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Mother Dear Israel? Bring it. Bring what you got in writing. Come on.
Well, I got Deuteronomy chapter 8. I didn't get the verses.
You didn't get the verses?
No, see, I couldn't find a pen.
Well, get you a pen. Get you a notepad, And I always write the verses down and be patting on them at a time appointed. Don't tell me.
Well, that's what
anything.
I'm doing. That's
yeah,
what I'm doing. See, I lost it in my Bible while
yeah.
you were talking.
That same thing that same thing the member said she lost all her books when a company come over. See, I got to find out where I put them at. I said, you got to go find where you put them at. See, I got the books, but I got to go find what I put. You mean you got to hide your – so what is you in that you got to hide your books? Yeah. So the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11, give me verse 8, 17, 18.
Oh, it's 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8.
Chapter 8, verse
11, 17,
18.
Well, I was at 8. He said 11. Okay.
Write down 8. Write down on your paper 8, verse 11, and skip down to 17 and 18.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11, 17 through 18. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forgettest not Yahweh, your Yahweh, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Verses 17. And thou sayest in thine mind, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Verse 18. But thou shalt remember Yahweh your Yahweh, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your father, as it is this day.
So his niece got up into the big house, and she was bumping shoulder with all the big dignitaries. But he had to remind her, say, you know, you was born for these days, just like we're trying to say now. I said, mm-hmm. People put in a position, they born for these days. And just like he made a statement there, young lion, in the book of Genesis. It was a statement was made that we can read that understand the power of the Almighty. Never get the power of the Almighty. He made a statement that we can read in the 45th chapter, and we will pick it up at verse number 3. 3 now to verse 5. We're going to Genesis, young lion, and we will look at this thing from the point of Genesis 45, 3, 4, and 5. What does it say that we can read in Genesis chapter 45, verse 3, 4, and 5?
The book of Genesis, chapter 45, verses 3 down to 5, verse 3 reads, and Joseph said unto his brother, I am Joseph. Do my father yet live? And his brother could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Verse 4, and Joseph said unto his brother, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Verse 5. Now therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourself, that you sold me here. For Yahweh did send me before you to preserve life.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? See, that's nice. See, understand something. Whatever position you're in is a reason that to be that position you're in. That's why your spirit got to be right. And like I was telling one of the elders out of the Six Anointed Cattle, I'm going to tell you something. You put around the big digging for a reason. You're there for a reason. So now you understand something. This has already been orchestrated by Yahuwah. That's why Yahuwah, he plainly gonna make sure that. Give me First Maccabees 2:42 there, Brother McKay. First Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. What did it say that we can read in First Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42?
The book of First Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. 42 reads, "Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel. Even all such were voluntarily devoted unto the law."
You see that? So that's how it happened, see, right here. See, all Yahuwah is saying, just make your move. And we read early in that, now come on back and give me my verse over there in 2 Timothy 1, verse 2. Now come on back again and give me that verse again. Now we all made it all the way back to Timothy again. Now we're coming back to Timothy one more time. In Timothy chapter 2, we're coming back to Timothy there, young lion. And what can we read out of Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2? Now watch this right here.
The book of 2 Timothy, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "And the thing that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also."
So there it is right there. So this got to be by faithfulness and the right spirit on you, because Yahuwah have already put this in position. And this ministry will not be stopped. That's why you got to recognize what Mother D.F. Israel is reading in 118, verse 2 and 3 of the book of Psalms. See, you got to recognize the signs of the time. 118, 2 and 3, Mother D.F. Israel, what it say that we can read? A psalm.
Psalms 118, verse 23. "This is Yahuwah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes."
So, as we do what we got to do, north, east, southwest, we know it got to be some buildings there built on it. Now, if you're in position, well, you get ready to bump shoulders, it's up to you now to put them on the table. Hey, we know what you're getting ready to, you're getting ready to do and what's coming your way. Now, a great idea is for you to look at this property that's already in our possession and release some of that funding and put there a school for the youth and the banquet hall. So that is your conversation among the big dignitaries. So it's no accident you're in that position to bump shoulders with the big dignitaries. As the land unfolds, you're like, hey, ain't no accident. You got the young lions and get over there and lay out something. He lay it out so good, he peeked over and said, you know, I see somebody can take it out of the ground already. You see that? That's the hand of Yahuwah. He said, look here, I'm peeping at it now. I see somebody can take out the ground right now. Because the hand of Yahuwah is on this ministry. But give Yahuwah all the praises. That's what we're trying to say. This is Yahuwah's doing. We have to be to preserve life. Meaning, what we got to do is do it, and we got a store of things for when this system crashes. You know, I don't know what verse it is right now, because Yahweh don't want me to have it right now, where he tell you plainly that in Isaiah, he said, my servant's going to eat. So how is the servant's going to eat? Because we're going to have everything already sitting beside. And our servant's going to go in there and get what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And you're done the work, so everything we need going to be right there, south, east, north, west. So our servant knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go get what you need and keep it moving. Because Yahweh don't give us a double. But you got to have a vision to see this thing. So you in position to do one thing. When all that good talk come on the table, come toward the open land that we're going to have and tell them, oh, look here. You know what makes sense to our big dignitaries? To put a nice school for the youth in right here. Put a school in for the youth right here.
Mm-hmm.
And while you had to put a top on it. Matter of fact, you put a third top on it. You know? Hallelujah. So now it's up to you to understand that not only a first top got to go on top of it. Now you have a position to put a two top on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is Yahweh doing his marvelous in our eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
All this land going to unfold itself. Because when Moses told him to come on in, that was a little piece of movie. He said, come on in, let death pass over. See, Bill Gates and them are already and put their bricks in. They buy up all the land they can get just to put a do not enter sign in, or any violators will be prosecuted to the fullest to scare you from putting a being down. And they deliberately got thousands ships dragging their feet, you all in a panic. I can't get this. I can't. And they gave you a dry runner about a year ago when you couldn't even find toilet paper. Do you remember that? They just gave you a dry run, see what happened. See what they gave you a dry run. Just to see how it worked. Remember, we read over there in the 64th chapter, they see deep. You see how we had them panically, and we hold it, we held the toilet paper up. You just see what it is? See? But we were telling you then what to do. But like I said again, you got too many puff daddies and puff mamas with the wrong spirit. So y'all watch, I don't work like that. If you got the wrong spirit, I don't work like that. I don't care how many numbers it is. I remember when it was wall to wall, I said, yeah, but the spirits wasn't right. Yahweh don't deal with you if your spirit ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit ain't right, he told you if you're not a 5:22, he ain't dealing with you. If you have a spirit of a 5:22 or Galatians, Yahweh is not dealing with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a murmur, backbiter, complainer, he ain't dealing with you. See, we got to recognize that spirit. And the spirit's got to be on one. Like the brother said, he come up with this long name for Yahweh. I said, yeah, but why don't you pull the vowels out? What name is there? He said, Yahweh's there. I said, well, why don't you go with that? Oh, because I'm already in this. I said, yeah, that's what you hear. You in something wrong. Because if you're not in with the right name, and you see the right name don't have a four letters, and everything connected to this paganism, you got some thoughts on your head now.
Mm-hmm.
But we know what it says in St. John 3:11 that we can read there, Brother Mackay. We can read what it says in 3:11. What it say? St. John 3:11.
Look at St. John chapter 3:11. Verse 11 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
You see that? See, we put on tape what we know. See, You know, we probably read a little bit later tonight in this, but that's maybe tomorrow. Let Paul make a statement behind all that. We'll tell you about it a little later what Paul's going to say. We ain't worry about it. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, you got something writing for me? Mother D.F. Israel, is you all holding, is you holding something in writing? So what I want to know is you holding something in writing that we can read.
Hosea chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
Yeah, well, okay, you got it right. Bring it on. So now, we're clear. Before you read that, read a 14:12, Brother Micaiah, and let's see what be in a doubt exactly what they're saying. Read 14:12 of St. John, and then we get that 10 and 11 in, and then we bring our Herald in for his close remarks on take number 115.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Throw verse 18 in there. Throw verse 18 in there. Let's see what this sound like by reading verse 18 and 19.
Okay. You say verse 18 and 19. Verse 18 and 19 read. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 19. Yet a little while in the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also.
Ain't that so? So the man gonna say he's not gonna leave you comfortless, see, right? He gonna always have somebody to show you exactly what time it is, and he would do it, and he would inform the elders, and the elders would inform the fathers, and fathers would confirm the mothers. And the mother be told the children, and they won't be watching that one eye say, no, put their books up when they got company. They won't be doing that, no. Something is already laid out. So we just sitting here like it is in the 14th chapter, which we're not going to read a king, saying we just waiting up, we just watching things in the pages of the book. But it's no accident on what position you put in for this time that we're in right now. So it's no accident that you're in this position and you got the ear of the big dignitaries. And after we have secured things, then you take the big dignitary and say, look, the funding goes right here on the up and away for the youth to sit down and hear the word of Yahweh. Okay? So that is how you going to figure that out. You're going to figure that out. Exactly the next move that you got to make, according to Yahweh. Ain't no accident. Yahweh in control of this thing, and this is the camp that's going to break the back of the hypocrite. He said his servants going to eat. How they going to eat? He'll put it before you. Everywhere you look, they're going to be wide open. And guess what? We read in that 242, and though once we in order properly, the ones that's already in order going to be busting the door down, but we're going to have the right spirit to receive them. We're not going to be all over the place. We're going to be a 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. And what it said again, one more time, what it said, what kind of spirit we going to have? A 2 Timothy 2, 4 there? 2 verse 2? No, 2, 2. 2, 2 and verse 4. What kind of spirit we going to have there, young line? Let's see what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 and 4. You're on the clock. Come out.
The book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 and 4. Verse 2 reads, in the things that you have heard of me, among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Verse 4 reads, no man that was entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
Right. Now, what that supposed to mean? That means you're in position to say, okay, you what you tomorrow, you want to put a pole dance? No. You're not. You have to reach the big dignitaries. No. What's best for us big dignitaries is a school to get these youth them the word of Yahweh right here.
Mm-hmm.
This was best for them. So mm-hmm. you got to twist arms because they is in the world. But you can be in the world but not of the world. So you got to twist the big dignitary and bring him out to the land and say, you know what's good to go here, big dignitary? School for the youth. Second floor and a third floor now. See? Because he's going to send all the wars we read in 242 in. They're going to show up. But they're going to be devoted for what? The law. The law of the Bible, not the law of the land. They're going to be devoted about the law of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna see to that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? Hallelujah. Come on, Mother D up Israel. Let's get that let's get this breakdown in Hosea 1:10-11. And that should be an easy breakdown at 1:10-11 behind what we just got to read. It should be an easy breakdown for those who got ear to hear. What does it say we can read? 1:10-11, bring it.
Hosea chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10. Yet the numbers of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living Yahweh. Verse 11. Then shall the children of Yahdah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land. For great shall be the day of Israel. Yeah. It says Israel.
Brother Kai, we're gonna leave it just like it is right there. Because you didn't deliver the knockout blow. Let's see if we come in another way on the knockout blow. Back up 1 Samuel 7, verse 15, that Brother Mackay. And we're going to take a look at that verse 11 one more time. We're going to give you a second chance to read that verse 11, after we set the stage. Let's see what it says, Brother Mackay, in 7, verse 15 of the book of Samuel.
Okay. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and Samuel the seer judged Israel all the days of his life.
Okay, let's go to the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's go to the 18th chapter and look at two lines in verse 15.
Okay, going to the book of Deuteronomy, going to chapter 18 and looking at two lines in verse 15. Verse 15 reads, Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer.
From a midst of thee, of you. Skip down to verse 18 and 19. Listen good.
Verse 18 and verse 19.
Read verse 17. Make it sound good. 17 to 19. Make it sound good there, young lion. Make it sound good.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 7. We'll start at verse 17. Verse 17, read. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Verse 18. I will raise them up a seer from among their brothers like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
19.
Verse 19, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Ain't that something? You remember when we read, we ain't read no more out of this lesson. You remember when we read over there in that 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 7, and it told you if the seer curse you in a bit of his mind, if he had a problem with you, Yahweh would say, well, what, we've got a problem with that seer? How can I assist you? Because Yahweh said in that verse number 7 and 8, I will hear him. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That what he said. I will hear you now. If you got a problem with an individual, I will hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Now, my dear Israel, you got an opportunity to redeem yourself in 1 verse 11. Then we'll bring our elder in close remarks on take 115. Going back to 111 now. The table is set. It is over 400,000 on the international side. It's all live. Come on back in 111 and knock out the park. You on the clock. Come on.
Hosea chapter 1 verse 11. Then shall
Hosea.
The children.
Hosea 1:11. Mm-hmm.
Then shall the children of Yagda and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Israel. Children of Yahda Judah. I don't know what I'm supposed
come
to
on,
say.
Come on, come on, come on, Brother Micaiah. Come on, Brother Micaiah. Pull it out, 1:11. Bring it out.
The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, then shall the children of Yahda Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, seer, from their brothers, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Aaron, what's the tips? You're the clock for your closing statements on 115, Aaron. What's the tips? You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh Bosh, you see Israel, and thank you for bringing me back once again until tonight's broadcast. And, you know, I'm just sitting back listening, and I hope everyone else was doing the same thing I was doing, to realize how hard we work as a group to bring this word out to the people that want to get the righteous word of Yahweh. This is what we do, and this is what we get in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. 10 says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. We get out there and we do our footwork, and we bring this word unto you. And what happens? We tell you that what it says in Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 36. 36 says, "And thou seest a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door." This is why we always say that a teacher can't learn from his students, because that teacher is given wise counsel. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience besides that by teaching. And what happens with a student? He can learn from wise counsel and possibly learn and teach themselves one day. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible and first and foremost about Yahuwah's Word, learning how to connect the books, your health and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book. This is information that you've came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class we do have. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. Just enter on any search line, tribeyadah.com. And after you click enter, just under the big lion, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking that again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpers we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that comes to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is YSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, when you call this number, might want to remind you, you're calling for information. Do not call to teach. You will not receive a response. Remember what was mentioned in Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Be at peace with many. nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. An example of that, what happens when you have many cooks trying to make one cake? You may not know what you're going to get. Seems like I remember that being said before. You don't know what you're going to get. Anyway, you can also inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Another note we'd like to mention, please do not contact us here by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memorials, even in addition to that now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, when the temple members are doing group scripture texts, a reminder, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act and an answer given with a verbal precept, as the seer says. Remember, what's most important, we are the children of Yahuwah, the blessed peacemakers, as said in Matthew's chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, catch the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you would late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. So I guess so we can continue with our broadcast and get more out of Yahuwah's word, we will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent again. That was excellent. And that's what it's all about. And one thing about it, Yahuwah in control of this ministry, and this ministry will not be stopped. And like I said again, once we're in order, tell you up front. Once we're in order, Yahuwah coming in and get a double. That's why the ones that it's about this book. Your spirit got to be about this book. Conversation got to be about this book. That's when we know you're on the right track. Because you've been chosen from the foundation of the world. But it's all about this book. Your walk and your talk got to be about this book. That's a game changer right there. Because Yahuwah is in control. All right. Now, we want to just throw a couple things out there, Brother Micaiah. We want to take a look at the 7th chapter of End Time Prophecy. But before you read the 7th chapter of End Time Prophecy, Mother Dear of Israel, read the 14th chapter of Zechariah. Mother D.F. Israel, read the 14th chapter, verse 1 and 2. We'll get warmed up. 1 and 2 of Zechariah. What did it say? 14, 1 and 2. Bring up your table.
Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. Behold, the day of Yahuwah cometh, and thou spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. Verse 2. For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house ravished, and the women's, now, I don't know what the word, and the women's ravished. And half of the city shall go forth unto captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. So we see now it's going to be a lot of action going on and time to come. So a whole lot of action is going to be going on in time to come there. So we're clear about that. So one day, a lot of action is going to be happening. Now, while we in that, Brother Mikhail, let's go to Daniel. You see all the action going on, so we're going to Daniel chapter 2 and look at verse 40, down to verse 47. So all that's going to be going on right there when we're reading. Let's go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 40, and let's find out a little bit more details on it. Like us again, I don't know why they like to watch that one-eye Satan and that Christianity kryptonite, and his Bible tells a story, and all we got to do is just repeat what the Bible's saying. 2 verse 40 to 47, bring it. Brother Micaiah, come on.
Okay, the book of Daniel chapter 2, verses 40 down to 47. Verse 40 reads, "And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdue all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise." Verse 41, "And whereas you saw it, the feet in the toe, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as you saw the iron mixed with merry clay," verse 42, "and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broke." Verse 43, "And whereas you saw iron mixed with merry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." Verse 44, "And in the days of these kings shall Yahweh of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Verse 45, "For as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hand, and that it breaks in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Yahweh hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure." Verse 46, "Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him." Verse 47, "The king asked unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Yahweh is a Yahweh of Yahweh, and a Yahweh of kings, and a revealer of secrets. Then you could reveal this secret."
So he says, in the days of this king, run over to Nahum, verse 1, 9, and 12. Run to Nahum 1, 9, and 12. Mother, dear Israel, help me, Revelation 14, verse 1 and 2, waiting on me. Revelation 14, verse 1 and 2, and 5 and 8. And Revelation 5 and 8, Mother, dear B.F. Israel, having Revelation 14, 1, 2, and 5 and 8. Had that waiting on me by the time we come back out of whatever Brother Micaiah going to come out.
The book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9 reads,
9 and 12.
9 and 12. Okay. The book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 12. Verse 9 reads, what do you imagine against Yahuwah? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Verse 12. Thus says Yahuwah, though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more.
Yeah. So he let you know, and Daniel said, now once you see the fourth kingdom doing what they're doing, what anybody can tell you they're doing what they're doing now. He said, but what you getting ready to set up is going to be there and you will not be afflicted. That means you got full steam ahead and Yahuwah going to be in it. If you do it the way we tell you to do it, he going to be in it. You know, south, east, north, west, being prepared. Yahuwah going to put the umbrella over the protection right in the hardness of it. It's going to be soft, just like Adam and Eve. When Satan said to Adam and Eve in the 60-something chapter of the book of Adam and Eve, look at them, they're down to get some sleep. Let's take this boulder and put this boulder on top of them. But Yahuwah, he stopped the boulder in midair and made a dome right across their head. And when they woke up, it's a God dog. It's up to the boulder is to crush them. The boulder was made into a nice shattering part over their head in midair. See, otherwise Yahuwah hand is in it. When Yahuwah hand in it, all you gotta do is believe it. And that's why you got to have the people around you that can have the vision to see what is already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you gotta watch the one when the spirit ain't right. You gotta. In the mind, write them off. That's all. Keep it moving. Come on, Mother Dear Israel. 14:1-2. Backed up with 5:8. Revelation, bring it.
Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. And verse 5 and 8.
Chapter 5, verse 8.
Oh, chapter 5, verse 8. Okay, chapter 5, verse 8. Okay, Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Yagda, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. Verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and was the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harping with their harp. Okay, verse 2.
Mm-hmm. 5:8.
Okay. Coming. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 reads. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the fourth beast, and the four and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harp and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of the saints.
Bubba Kai, give me the 7:1, the book of Revelation. Let's read down to that point.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and after these things, I saw four ministering spirits standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Verse 2. And I saw another ministering spirit ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahweh. And he carried, and he cried with a loud voice to the four ministering spirits, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their forehead. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good. Right there. Mother, give me 8:16 of the book of Isaiah. Sealing with what? What do you got to be sealed with in 8:16 of Isaiah? Sealed with what? What do you got to be sealed with? He said, I got to seal. See, I got to seal these 144,000. And like the brother said today, and Brother Micaiah bear witness to it. He said, yeah, I want to be one of the 144,000. But you got to be sealed. But sealed with what? Let's see what you got to be sealed with in 8:16 of Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. 1:6.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Follow.
So you see, mm-hmm. that's why, you know, that's why. The color instruction, mother did now bag up that 15 chapter. Give me that 37-40, and a closing statement behind that. Give me that. Give me the 15, 37-40 of numbers and a closing statement. So you see, you see, they got a lot of zeal. Like he tell you, young line, they got a lot of zeal. But like I said, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, mm-hmm. Hey, he will. Yeah, the 144,000 got to be sealed, but sealed with what? The Torah mm-hmm. instruction. You can't be one of the 144,000 if you don't understand the order thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be all over the place. It ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying mm-hmm. the book gonna tell a story. We teach, they listen, and it's the way it mm-hmm. is. Bring it, mother.
All right. Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37-40. Numbers 15, verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation. And that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue, 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. Verse 40. That you may remember and do all my commandments, Torah, son, and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you can't have a spirit by saying, well, you know, we good. We good because we when you good, no, we good. Okay, what you mean we good? Give me that in a closing statement, Mother dear up Israel. Give me that we good in Romans 7 verse 12. Because you hear them say, we good. Okay, mm-hmm. we good. Okay, that's a good statement you're making, we good. But that means that you speak it off of your feelings. You're not speaking mm-hmm. according to the Bible. Because when you're good, you're doing a 7 verse 12. Because you got a lot of brothers say, well, you know, Sister 2, oh, I'm good. Okay, you good, huh? Then what is Paul writing in 7 verse 12?
Romans chapter 7 verse 12. Wherefore the law is righteous and the commandment righteous and just and good.
So you see, that will make you good. So when they say we good, because I'm telling you something, when you break right, especially other six anointed camps, let me tell you something. You ain't good if you're not locked. You're not hook, line, and sinker on the bigger picture. You're going to have trials and tribulations all day long. But you got to overcome this thing and not look at yourself. Look at the bigger picture. Huh? The bigger picture. You're going to get your will done, my good and faithful servant. Not we good. You're good on when you hook, line, and sinker on the bigger picture, not a self picture. Well, we good. How you good? Good is keeping Torah instruction. More D.F. Israel, close, save me on the clock. Come on. Brother Micaiah, you have me at chapter 16 and 17 of Matthew. Then we go on, get on down to the fourth chapter of the book of 2nd Ezra. And we're going to pick it around by verse number 30. And we're going to learn something as we close out on a special edition called Thursday evening. Come on, Mother. Bring that verse out and close the statement. Come on.
Baruch chapter 4, verses 26 to 28, verse 26. My delicate ones have gone rugged way and were taken away as a flock caught of the enemy. 27. Be of a good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahuwah, for ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahuwah, so being returned, seek him 10 times more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. Hallelujah. Brother Micaiah, that was excellent, brother. Take your eyeball, top out of seven. Now, Brother Micaiah, you know, because they're going to say, we good, okay? But that means you speaking for yourself and those around you. This ain't about you. It's about the bigger picture is the whole 12 tribes of Israel upon one leadership, according to what we read, and the goal is to what we saying the goal is that we read in 115. So when you got someone will say, well, we good, what you mean, we good? It ain't about we, it's about the body that come after us. We got to pay ourselves the way for those that come after us, but we get a Matthew 25:21. That's why you don't break rank. You're always going to have some bumps and bruises. But the bigger picture is the reward of Yahuwah got for you when you understand you put in position for the bigger picture, not a self picture, or not me and mine. Matthew chapter 19, 16 and 17, bring it.
Book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and verse 17. 16 reads. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest you me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahuwah. But if you will enter into life, keep the Torah instruction.
So if you gonna get into life, you gonna keep Torah instruction. Now, I need me a statement in the book of Revelation that Bob Micaiah, it'll kind of follow me for a minute. It's talking about the the saints going to ask Yahweh, how long we got to be in this position? He said, till your brother, till your brothers be killed also. So he was talking, and I'm going to get a point out of this. He said, how long are we going to, it's in the book of Revelation. I thought it was in chapter 11. When they asked the question, how long we got to be, but we get revenge on our, he said, until you, some more of your brothers be killed. That's the verse I'm looking for, but I ain't going to spend all time with it. Give me 11:18 just for a minute, and that might be close enough that I can use for right now, but I'll get more later. Give me 11:18, because I know in 11 chapter verse 18, I had something else. But we'll leave it at 11:18. Come on.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and the nations is angry, and your wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward unto your servants, the seers, and to the saints, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth.
Mm-hmm. So now the first reward is going to the seer, his servant, the seer. Whatever, all these seers, they get the first reward. Then all the peoples come behind and the saints, children of Israel. 148 verse 14, we're not going to read. But they asked a question, so I pick it up tomorrow when they said, how long that we supposed to be? And it just said, you got to rest a little while longer to all your brothers be put in killed.
Revelation 16.
Y'all got to rest a little bit. So what now?
Is it Revelation 16?
Well, let's see what it say. Let's see what it say there, young lion. Bring it out, what it says.
Book of, the book of Revelation,
question, how long?
Chapter 6. The book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Yahuwah, righteous and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
So they asked how long. So what is he saying? He asked how long. Now let's go to the fourth chapter and the second book of Ezra, chapter 4, and pick up at verse number 28. Now, if you don't catch it, you don't catch it. But if you catch it, you catch it. Talking to the world. If you don't catch this, you don't catch this. But we'll tell you a little bit about it anyway. Let's see what it say. Remember what he said in 7 verse 6? Read 7 verse 6, St. John. Read 7 verse 6.
Okay, going to St. John. Yeah. 7 verse 6. On the book of St. John. Chapter 7. Picking it up at verse 6. Verse 6 reads, then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is all ready. It's always ready.
Uh-huh. Your time is always ready. Now they ask the question. Now, wait a minute. They ask the question in 6 verse 10. Is how long before you're going to avenge our blood upon them? Now, who is he talking to? Who are these people he talking to? You're going to learn something. On the way of learning something. Come on in. Come on in. Give me 428 a second answer. Let's read a little bit. Listen good.
Okay.
You learn something. Because you never going to outgrow this ministry. Because Yahweh, he got time to do everything he going to do. He going to do it. 428 says what? Let's read a little bit.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 4, picking up at verse 28. 28 reads, but as concerning the things whereof you ask me, I will tell you, for the evil is sown, but the destruction thereof is not yet come. Verse 29, if therefore that which is sown be not turned upside down, And if the place where the evil is sown has not a way, then cannot it come that is sown with good? Verse 30.
Hold that point. Hold that point. That big copper there, you see, look here. So you got some, give me a precept, give me 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8. Give me 2 verse 8, let's read a little bit. We might get it in, we might not. Give me 2 verse 8.
Okay, going to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2.
Yes, sir. 2 verse 8. Yeah.
We're going to pick it up. Read a little
verse 8.
Okay. Book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Picking up at verse 8. Verse 8 reads, And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9.
Go ahead.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11.
Right there. Good. So he said, first of all, that wicked got to be revealed. You got to be clear who the wicked is, who is the evildoer with no doubt. Come on back to the way you said in 2 Ezra. So he said, the wicked got to be laid out like a cheap suit and put some starch on him with a hot iron. You got to lay that wicked out. You got to be clear about that wicked. And those who tied into the wicked got to be clear. Got to be clear. Now, come on back again.
Okay, going to the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verse 30. Chapter 4, verse 30. The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 4, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, for the grain of evil seed have been sown in the mind of Adam from the beginning. And how much unyahwaliness has it brought up until this time? And how much shall it yet bring forth until the time of threshing comes? Verse 31.
Well, hold that point. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why our evil grain was sown in Adam's head is when he looked to it right. That's what he messed up. He got, he had orders to understand one thing. This is what I tell you to do, and this is what not to do. But by him looking to his wife, that's how he got the evil grain in his head. He was told to do one thing, and he looked to his wife and got the whole question cut off. That's what that means, but we ain't got time to break that down in this lesson. Keep reading.
Okay. Picking up at verse 31. Ponder now by thyself how great fruit of wickedness the grain of evil seed have brought forth. Verse 32. And when the ears shall be cut down, which are without number, how great a flaw shall they feel. Verse 33. Then I answered and said, how and when shall these things come to pass? Wherefore are our years few in evil? Verse 34. And he answered me, saying, Do not you hasten above the most highest Yahweh? For your hasten is in vain to be above him. For you have much exceeded. Verse 35. Did not the souls also of the righteous ask questions of these things in their chambers, saying, how long shall I hope on this fashion, when comes the fruit of the floor of our reward? Verse 36.
Hold that point. Then you just got through reading that in 6 verse 10. So the walls in the chamber, you just got through reading it. Ezra talking about what they're going to say way up the road. Ezra just tell you exactly what was going to be said. Way up the road. The walls in the chamber. So that means the walls and chambers can communicate with Yahweh, but the walls and the chambers is the ones that are sealed. Glory.
Okay. The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 4, pick it up at verse 36. 36 reads, "And unto these things Uriel, the arch ministering spirit, gave them answer and said, even when the number of seeds is filled in you, for he hath weighed the world in the balance." Verse 37, "By measure hath he measured the time, and by number hath he numbered the time, and he do not move nor stir them until the said measure be fulfilled." Verse 38, "Then answered I and said, O Yahweh, that beareth rule, even we all are full of impotency. Verse 39, "And for our sake, preoffensive it is that the floors of the righteous are not filled, because of the sins of them that dwell upon the earth." Verse 40, "So he answered me and said, go your way to a woman with child, and ask of her when she has fulfilled her 9 months, if her womb may keep the birth any longer within her." Verse 41, "Then said I, no, Yahweh, that can she not. And he said unto me, in the grave, the chambers of the souls are like the womb of a woman." Verse 42, "For like as a woman that travaileth make haste to escape the necessity of the travail, even so do these places haste to deliver those things that are committed unto them." Verse 43, "From the beginning, look, what you desire to see, it shall be showed you." Verse 44, "Then answered I and said, if I have found favor in your sight, and if it be possible, and if I be meet, therefore," verse 45, "show me then whether there be more to come than is past, or more past than is to come." Verse 46, "What is past I know, but what is for to come I know not." Verse 47, "And he said unto me, stand up upon the right side, and I shall expound the similitude unto you." Verse 48, "So I stood and saw, and behold, an hot burning oven passed by before me. And it happened, and when the flame was gone by, I looked, and behold, the smoke remained still." Verse 49, "And this, there passed by before me a watery cloud, and sent down much rain with a storm. And when the stormy rain was past, the drops remained still." Verse 50, "Then said he unto me, consider with yourself, as the rain is more than the drops, and as the fire is greater than the smoke, but the drops and the smoke remain behind. So the quantity which is past did more exceed." Verse 51, "Then I prayed and said, may I live, thank you, Jew, until that time."
Read verse 50 again. Read verse 50 again. Read verse 50 again.
Verse 50 reads, "Then said he unto me, consider with yourself, as the rain is more than the drop, and as the fire is greater than the smoke, but the drop and the smoke remain behind. So the quantity which is past did more exceed."
Now, what did you say? What did you say for time's sake? The 144,000. is already at the number to the end. The 144,000 is already present. We waiting on the 144,000 to unfold itself. You know, 144,000 have already been numbered. It's just on the through mode to go. See, Roy, that's what we're telling you. We don't know how many. It might be just Kaya and mother dear of Israel, clear up to 140. But it's just that close. It ain't no coming of 144,000. The 144,000, he already got the number, already been back there when they asked how long. There have been already, the seal has been going on way back. He said the majority of the seal, it already have been numbered. Now, how many in our days, we don't know. But we do know for another lesson. But we don't know. But the 144,000, like the brother say, he will be 144,000. No, you're not, because you're not sealed with the Torah instruction and fringes on and keeping the one name. So you're not going to be one of them, and nobody tied to your organization. The one that's coming of the 144,000 will be the ones. It might be 10 more to go. That's how close we are. But you're not knowing until we tell you. But Micaiah, we'll leave it like that for time's sake. We'll leave them on the edge. Your closing statement is all yours. Get you on the top part of the Sabbath day. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read His word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for me being able to meet the seer and learn under the seer of seer Israel, the seed Roy. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and my children that He has given me to raise for Him. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the elders, the mothers, the brothers, and the sisters, and the teachers, and all the brothers and sisters in BOTTY, Dixon North County. I want to read from you from the book of the book of Job. And verse chapter 29, picking up at verse 13. 13 reads, "The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's mind to sing for joy." Verse 14, "I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was a robe and a garment." Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Excellent. Young Lion, Mother Dear of Israel, from all the six anointed camps. Remember, tomorrow broadcast is on the 7:30. 7:30 tomorrow. But see, right here, the seal been going on. And like Ezra said, he already know behind him, but he don't know what's in front of him. But the minister spirit said, don't worry about that. You got a seal going to take care of that at a time appointed. So the seal been on. It ain't waiting for the 144,000. The 144,000 might be right at the rim already now. So you keep on dragging your feet. Time gonna run out. Because the 144,000 is not to come. It might be at the door right now. Because more have been sealed in the past than to come. And that's what we've been reading all the time in them lessons. In Zach and Ezra, the 24 got to come back on the table. They already here, see right here. But guess one